Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, I can't believe it. September is here, folks. It seems as though we blinked.
When did that happen?
We're well on our way into fall.
But I'm really glad because August was really hot and I'm tired of it.
It was a long month. Yeah. August had like an extra week in it, I think.
I don't know what it was. It was summer and it was hot and then I'm cranky and now it's fall and it's starting to cool off a little in the morning and I'm feeling hopeful.
Yes, yes, indeed. And so as part of her inspiration, Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star in Downtown Vero has brought us something crisp and refreshing. It's a little Rosé Casal Garcia.
Yes.
Little Vino Verde.
Little Vino Verde. It's a beautiful little rosé from Portugal, actually, of all places.
Really bright, vibrant,
it is,
fun.
Yep. It's got nice fruit. It's got just a little bit of sweetness, which you don't usually get in, say, a French rosé. But it's nice. It's really a nice little different, something completely different.
A nice little palate cleanser. And I love the label. It's very pretty.
Yeah, you know, the label is actually a stamp that the Japanese government put together to commemorate this wine. So it's really interesting that this company in Portugal inspired the Japanese government to put together a stamp to represent Portugal. And they used the label of this. They use this winery and created basically the label. So that's all. It's real cool, you know.
That is really cool.
Little history there.
You bring it to the table all the time.
To the stamp collectors of America, they're like, how did she know that?
By the case.
I can tell you, it's written on the back.
She just reads the label, folks. Kitty, what are some dates that folks should be saving for? The Blue Star is going to take a little vacation, right?
Yeah. Saturday, the 8th, which is 3 days from now. We're going to...
Make your reservations before vacation.
That's our last night. And then all we're doing is going on vacation. Every year we close and go on vacation. And people go, did the Blue Star go out of business? And no. We are on vacation.
I just suffered through
hot, hot summer. I'm going cold places and chilling and not thinking about running a business. And so we will be back somewhere around the 26th of September.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, 2 weeks off. And, you know, usually we leave for vacation in July and then we have a hurricane in September. And I thought, well, we could just combine the whole darn thing.
There won't be a hurricane this time, Kitty.
I don't think there will be. I don't know where we are in the alphabet, but by this time last year, we were, you know, right around.
I think there was a lane recently.
We were on
right?
N because Maria was right after that. And so if you think about it so far this year, if we're still in the top like 10 letters of the alphabet.
Valid.
Pretty good.
We're doing all right.
Yeah.
We're going to do all right.
We're doing real good.
So make your reservations before Saturday. And if not, when Kitty gets back somewhere around the 26th, be sure to check it out because she has some amazing things happening at the restaurant with rave reviews from 32963, TC Palm. So everyone's going to be chomping at the bit. They're going to get their station. What do you mean she's on vacation?
I know. I'm going to be in trouble for that one. And also the summer wine event ends October 1st. So if you haven't come in, by all means, do come in because you want your free bottle of wine. Trust me, you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got some great wines on that program.
Do you still have a rosé on that list?
Yeah, it's the one we're drinking right now.
Okay, this is like a terrific food pairing wine.
Yeah, it's a good one. I just took a sip.
Yeah. Well, now who's that handsome voice, folks? It is Mr. John Michael Matthews. He is back on the Vero Insider because he is a very important person for a number of reasons.
He's every girl's favorite
jeweler. Yes, he is. He comes in with bags of goodies, with chocolates, and he says, oh, ladies, let me brush up all of your diamonds. I want you to sparkle extra. Like, what guy leads with that? Not many.
Exactly.
But in addition, he is stepping up yet again to support this community. You are the co-chair for the upcoming Centennial Crescendo Parade.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, it's going to be such a big deal. Linda Hillman and I are sharing the responsibilities, and we're going to need more help, of course.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a giant parade, the biggest ever, I think, in Vero Beach.
And it's going to be kind of grouped by the decades, right?
Well, one of the ideas in our planning and kind of brainstorming, we thought if we had represented each of the decades so that, you know, like the antique cars, you know, the old cars could be up early in the parade and you know, the cars from the 50s could be during the 50s if somebody wanted to dress up like the, you know, the flappers in the 20s or whatever.
Sure.
And that sort of thing. Because it's going to be, I mean, the Clydesdales will be there. The,
oh, nice.
The Piper,
yeah.
You know, and every veterans organization, all of the antique cars, the Jeeps, the, you know, everything that you can imagine. I guess we won't have Santa Claus. He's the only thing that will.
Right. October's a little early. So that'll be October 26th of 2019.
That's right.
So it'll be the wrap-up of all the centennial
Oh, and not
hoopla.
Just the parade, but even, well, the Halloween parade that's normally around then will be right in with us, too. And
combined.
But it'll be, you know, the whole 14th Avenue, the, you know, the Heritage Center, the park there, all that, all day long. So the parade will start off in the morning. We haven't decided exactly, but, you know, 9-ish to 11-ish. But it'll continue. The party, the celebration will go on all day long, all up and down 14th Avenue with food booths and celebrations and honoring the pioneer families and everything
oh, yes.
you can imagine.
A centennial about. Should be.
Exactly.
I love it.
And I love the fact that it's going to be in historic downtown.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because
yeah.
It's just so cool down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we need to get, of course, approval and okay from the chief and others. So, you know, what will be the route and where will we start and end? Because, well, like I said, the Clydesdales alone are going to need to have a staging area and would probably would be like the high school all around there and then feed on to 14th Avenue. And then, you know, it can't just end at the little train station. It's going to be a giant parade. So we'd need to fan out into that whole city or maybe go up and end it where the, you know, the old county administration used to be or something like that.
That would be the perfect place
to
end it.
But luckily it's, what, 14 months away or whatever.
You have a little bit of time on your
and
side.
And we mm-hmm. need it, too.
And you've got the Freshman Learning Center. It's a little closer than the high school, so
mm-hmm.
that might be a good thing. I don't know.
Yes, and depends on some that don't want to parade the whole route, you know, if we have.
Sure. Correct. With kids participating or something, mm-hmm. they could jump in at a certain.
And hopefully the Shriners with their little cars.
Yeah, oh, gosh, always a fun feature.
And, you know, the antique cars might take some of the older veterans in the back and things like that. And of course, Miss Centennial, I'll have to be in one of the parades.
Absolutely.
I want to be by a veteran. And well, we just recently wrapped up an assignment for the Centennial where yours truly was paired with the beautiful tiara, compliments of John Michael Matthews.
Oh, nice.
And that sparkly sash, compliments of Fully Promoted. Mm. And we paired it with different wardrobe period costume pieces, compliments of Riverside Theater.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And matched it with classic cars, each of that various decade,
mm-hmm.
or a classic plane in some scenarios. So that was a really fun opportunity to get some of the behind the scenes of these. We did 25 locations in all.
Wow.
Of the historical happenings of Vero,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully use those for different marketing pieces as the year progresses. Because October 26th of 2018 at the Vero Beach High School halftime show is going to be the kickoff, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the halftime, they'll have a tribute to the city of Vero Beach and then all the music from their different eras, or not all of it, but many.
Quick little seconds, because it all has to blend together in 8 minutes, people, 8 minutes. But it's a production that they're even taking on the road with mm-hmm. them to celebrate and pay homage to mm-hmm. Vero's birthday, which is, I mean, it's just an honor to be a part of all of it and to know that all these good community partners are contributing where we can and doing what we can.
I think some of the committee members are going to get a kick out of it because we get to go out on the field, too, to help. I don't know, because normally we wouldn't, or I wouldn't be invited out on the field or anything. But,
right.
But our
committee's
going to go out.
It's going to be a first time. Yeah. Yeah, someone give this man a flag. He's going to spin it around. He's going to do something. I adore it. Now, I don't want to, Vero's birthday is so big.
Sure.
Yet there's a number of businesses that are going to be celebrating birthdays, too. And yours is one of them.
That's right. That same October, a year basically away, is our 30th anniversary. For the,
that's awesome.
Been, you know, I started as a jeweler when I was an apprentice in high school, which is a long time ago. So I've been a jeweler for...
So handsome. Come on now.
and worked many places in Miami and Washington and Tallahassee. When we moved here and started our own business, it's 30 years ago. It went by fast. Weren't we just 30 the other day? What happened?
I know. So 20 of it was on Royal Palm Point.
That's right. We were across from Mr. Manatee's for 20 years. And then we moved over where we are now on Beachland Boulevard, right near the intersection of A1A and Beachland. And it's been 10 years. That went by fast, too. So we
absolutely.
And then we're off to Antwerp. We go to Antwerp. I think this is our 38th trip to Antwerp. We go twice a year.
Wow.
And plus, you know, like when the Gulf War happened or something, we thought maybe we better stay home for this one.
But, sure.
A few things. But other than that, we go twice a year to and pick diamonds for our customers or for our stock. So.
I want to go to Antwerp.
Yeah, so
do you take customers with you?
Yeah, we all, yeah.
Yeah,
we take little side
in.
Trips. So we went to Dubrovnik last time in Croatia, and this time my wife Carla wants to go to Geneva, Switzerland. Never been there before. So
yeah.
We're already across the pond, so to speak. And so
absolutely.
We do a little side trip. But it's work. It's not such hard work, but it's work.
Yeah, touche. It's not hard work, but somebody has to do it. Now
you're
a seasoned professional.
The globe to find the most exquisite things out there.
That is just it.
To bring to us. Mm-hmm.
And you allow your customers to go ahead and describe their perfect piece mm-hmm. ahead of time so that you have their wish list in mind when you go.
That's right. Actually, we're just buying loose diamonds. We go to the diamond cutters, and they come right from the mine to the cutters, and then we get the first pick, so to speak. And then when we bring it back, then we make the jewelry that they would want if they wanted a pendant or earrings or rings for
Are
it.
Are they so. Already uh-huh. cut, or do you have them mm-hmm. cut them to your specs?
We go to the cutters and watch them cut them, and you know, then we pick from the cut stones already. So,
nice.
But we do get a chance to watch them cut.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
And it's an amazing, you know, old world kind of craftsmanship and passed down from, you know, generation to generation many times. And,
oh, sure. They take such pride in their work. Yeah. That must
and
be,
really,
as do you.
And tight security to get in. It's like a James Bond movie. You know, you have to surrender your passport. They run you through Interpol. You can't just show up and in fact, you wouldn't even know where to go unless you knew you were invited. It's just a building. Then you go, you know, through security, like airport security. And these look like Israeli paratrooper types that are machine guns, finger on the trigger type security.
Yeah,
I mean,
uh-huh.
tight security. And then you go up to the 8th floor, and down it's just a peephole. Unless you knew to go there, you wouldn't. It's not a jewelry store kind of environment. It's more of a laboratory type thing, just white tables and lighting. And, you know, we tell them if we're looking for 2 carats, they'll bring out just boxes of them. And we say, okay, hold these for us. And then we go to another diamond house the next day. We do that for 4 or 5 days. And then the last day, we'll just go and pick out of all the ones we set aside the best one for the money, and then that's the one we bring home to our customers.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that
really,
is such a fun adventure.
Yeah.
I would assume you have to be very cautious on traveling home, too.
Well, we have them. The first time I went over, I brought duct tape. I thought I was going to duct tape it to my ankle or something, not for
the power of duct tape. Absolutely. It'll be safe.
Well, they laughed at us. They said, no, once we pick them, then they seal them there, and they're shipped. Brinks has a diamond courier service, and all they do is transport diamonds worldwide. And so then we can go sightsee and enjoy ourselves.
That's the James Bond job.
Right?
Being one of those security guys delivering diamonds all over the world?
Not a bad gig.
Yeah,
that's pretty official. I love it.
You can get $1 million worth of diamonds in your top pocket, or more than that, really, depending on
the
diamond.
It would make it very hard to pair delicious wine with fresh chocolate while you're in while you're traveling abroad. Hello. Now, that's very exciting stuff. So so that's going to take place in October. So
uh-huh.
folks that are interested, they have this whole month
uh-huh.
to be able to meet with one of your staff members and come up with something that they think is going to be what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because before you know it, it'll be holiday time. And I know a lot of people propose, or they give great diamond gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Honey,
that's true.
Hope you're listening.
Well, and also we email or fax, you know, whatever information we want so they're ready when we get there, and they know that we want a certain shape or a certain size. We're looking for 2 carats, or we're looking for princess cuts or rounds or pairs, whatever it is. So we give them a heads up so that they have those ready for us. And then also, you know, the people want to come in and talk about it and see what clarity and color it's.
Yeah.
And usually it's not the, you know, flawless and colorless. It's really the best diamond for the money that we're. And a lot of it is the sparkle. You know, you can see 2 certificates that are the same grade, but one diamond just is, it's just more brilliant. You look at it and go, whoa, look at that one. And that's what we do. We look for the ones with the most sparkle. There I go with that technical terminology again.
I know.
Again.
He's the man after my heart, I tell you. What a good guy. Okay, so if folks want to go ahead and call your team, set up for an appointment, what's the best way to do that?
Well, even if they're not sure, but if they want to just say, well, we're thinking about it. One guy said, you know, I told her in college I was going to get her that, and I never did, and it's time now. I got to do it. So,
oh, boy.
So, and a lot of guys aren't sure. They go, I'm not sure. What do I do? You know, and either they say, I've got this much money. What could I, you know, don't spend more than this. Get me the best you can for the money. Or she said it has to be this shape and color and so forth. But But if they call, it's 234-1512, or just come by where they're on at 645 Beachland Boulevard, right near A1A, and just pop in. And you know, there's Victoria and Jade and Gail and me. Any of us will be happy to, you know, start the process and see what.
Yeah.
And you know, I guarantee it. If anyone is ever not happy with it, I give them all their money back. And in 38 trips, and I don't know how many dollars worth of diamonds we brought back, a lot. No one's ever said, "Oh, that wasn't, you know, that isn't good enough, or it's not sparkly enough, or that's
right.
not the one." Everyone's been happy with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know your trade well, to yeah, say
indeed.
The least.
Now, I have a real short question.
Sure.
What is the strongest setting for a diamond? I know that traditionally it's prongs, but is channel setting better?
Well, channel
I'm terrified of losing things.
Says the chef.
bezel setting would be where the platinum or the white gold is all the way around the whole edge of the diamond might be the most secure. And in fact, in Europe, if you're just kind of window shopping, going down the Champs-Élysées or whatever city, that's real popular.
There's a lot of bezel setting in Europe. Yeah,
yeah,
I have noticed that.
Uh-huh, indeed.
Yeah.
Or six prongs, you know, and a six prong that's well set. We inspect everything under a microscope, so
right.
it never leaves our store. Some, you know, mass produced jewelry might be.
Well, I know that you guys also do the annual cleaning and the tightening of the prongs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if you buy from you can go in and you guys take care of that. And that's actually a great service.
Yeah, no matter where they bought it, if they come in, we'll clean and check it. And we inspect it under a microscope and clean it in the ultrasonic and steam it off. And it should be done more than annually. Actually, some people come in just because they want it sparkly. You know, they did it last month, but they don't do it again.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, but, you know, it should be twice a year or quarterly, depending on their lifestyle. You know, if they do a lot of heavy gardening or in the kitchen.
Yeah, working with fats and things like that, yeah.
Yeah. Or if somebody banged it and is just wondering if it's okay, you know, they, you know, can pop in anytime and check it out.
That's great.
And no matter where they bought it, we would be happy to do that.
Nice.
A gentleman and a scholar. Folks, you're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tiller here with Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star and John Michael Matthews, who's getting ready to turn 30 this year at John Michael Matthews Fine Jewelry. Don't go anywhere. There's much more in store. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Rivero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Yeah. Happy September, everyone. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County and throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy host with the Moses, and we have amazing sponsors that help make this broadcast possible each and every week. Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio keep me looking fresh. I think I'm going to go a little warmer as we get ready to transition into fall.
Are you going into fall?
Yeah.
Nice.
I always start with summer like a month ahead of time for everybody so I can be ahead of the trend. So I think I'm going to warm it up. If you're looking for a new salon, a new stylist that can listen to you and meet your budget, give Melissa in the Hair Studio a try. She was on Oslo.
She
and
moved,
US
yay!
One. She moved! She's on 12th Street in Old Dixie. Boxy Nails open 7 days a week for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and lash extension needs. I personally can't spend more time there. I give them a lot of my time.
If you want to find Anna, she's at Foxy.
But I know a lot of gals who are starting the lash extensions and really liking the effect. So if that's something you're interested in, give them a consultation opportunity. Caliber of Home Loans. Home Loans is all that they do. They're located right here in the Miracle Mile Plaza, and they've been able to help a number of clients that we have, a number of friends and family members. Home ownership can be yours if rent is driving you crazy, if you feel like you want to upsize, downsize, if you want to explore different loan options. Caliber is the team to call. They'll put you with such incredible peace of mind, and that's very valuable. Of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are here to help with all the heavy lifting, right? If you need short-term or long-term storage, if you just need help getting items home from a store and assembled in your home, we can help with that. If you are interested in doing a full pack and move, whether it's across the street, across the state, or across the country, don't hesitate to mention us to your friends and family. We'd be honored to assist. With that in mind, we're also getting ready to distribute the new Cultural Council guides.
Yes.
Yes, and they're going to do the
unveiling
party at the Blue Star.
Woo!
That's right. That's coming up right before you go on vacation.
It is. It is. So. It's the 11th of September. It's going to be great.
Yep. So we're
always
very
a good time. The Cultural Council is so much fun because those people just know how to have a great time.
Yeah. And they know how to really improve upon the cultural opportunities that our community has. Mm-hmm. And so each year, White Glove is proud to be able to distribute those guides.
Mm-hmm. They just helped with a new monument that's proposed for the Afghan-Iraq veterans that's going to be near Memorial Island, too, in the Heritage Center. There was
lovely.
Yeah, they sold art, and they actually honored the Vietnam-era veterans with art from that era and brought in some of the famous Navy SEALs from that time, and I don't know if you've heard the story where the Navy SEALs went back and found their interpreter that it was left behind when they when they left Vietnam. It was a great story.
Wow.
And then also, well, as you were saying, the Cultural Council does so many things, and now they're helping to raise funds for that new monument. That's going to be a wonderful.
That is terrific. Mm-hmm. Now, you yourself are a veteran.
Yes.
Proudly served the country.
I was a Marine.
Right?
Yeah.
I always love when you show up in your dress blues. So I'm always taken away.
Who doesn't love a man in uniform?
Hello. So there's a couple of dates that we want to save for our veterans parades, correct?
Yeah. In fact, the Cultural Council is part of it, of course. The Veterans Council and the Cultural Council together are putting together a parade November 3rd on 14th Avenue.
Okay.
And then the Veterans Day ceremony is November 10th on Memorial Island. So I don't want to get confused. There's a little brief parade 1 week, November 3rd, and then the following weekend, the big...
So no excuse for not coming out and showing your appreciation and patriotism.
And November 10th is the Marine Corps birthday.
Ooh.
And then kind of another reversal is the November 3rd is when the actual Marine Corps birthday ball is going to be held at the Elks Lodge.
You'll be there.
Yeah, the rule is when there's one or more Marines, then there's a party.
So. Of course.
I know this is
true. I like this rule. And so what is the saying? Hua?
Hurrah.
Hurrah.
Yeah, now the armies have kind of, army guys have
tried to capitalize on it.
Yeah, but it's hurrah. They're good guys too.
And then, of course, John Michael Matthews is turning 30. Fine Jewelry is turning 30 this upcoming year.
That's right. Yeah, the same time as the city's big centennial. Yeah, but 30 years. It went by fast.
It is. Well, you are a man of many talents, and we appreciate all you do in this community.
Oh, thanks so much.
I am honored to be able to call you a friend.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. And hey, if you haven't checked out the new John Michael Matthews fragrance, please do so. Until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.